Tell me about your family background.
Well, I was born in Pangbourne in Berkshire. My parents had very different backgrounds. My mother came from a wealthy background. Her father had been a jeweller and sadly died at the age of 33 with cancer of the bladder, so she never knew him, and was brought up by a stepfather who was an artist and who then went into the civil service. And so they had a reasonably comfortable background. My father has a very working class background, big family from Southend. I think it's probably true to say that he excelled their expectations, in the sense that he took a job after he'd done national service with the John Lewis Partnership and was pushed quite hard and went into management. When I was four, we were living in a council house and my father won £1,000 on the pools, the Vernons I think it was then, and we moved into a house that had fairly recently been built in a village on the outskirts of Reading called Woodley, which then grew and grew and grew and doesn't look anything like it did in that time. And my father stayed with the John Lewis Partnership and retired some 15 years ago. My mother was a school secretary from, I think probably I was 8 or 9 when she took on that job. So I guess a pretty solid middle class background. I certainly grew up thinking I was middle class, rather annoyingly, I think, in the sense that I was very aware of that. And some of my friends at school had more working class backgrounds, and I'm ashamed to think back on that, really, to think that I thought I was a cut above.
Tell me about your schooling.
I went to a very nice infant school and then moved over to the junior school, part of the same school, and did reasonably well. Did my 11 plus, and I am told that they had to push me through to say that I'd passed and not go to the secondary modern and to go to the grammar school. But I went to the grammar school, where I was extremely unhappy for a very long time because I was very badly bullied. I was an underachiever. I remember almost nothing about 5 years, so I can't help you on that, I'm afraid. Didn't do very well on my GCSEs, but was picked up by a man I shall be eternally grateful for, who was the deputy head of the sixth form college, and who said that he thought I could do A-levels. And two other teachers backed him, and I flew from then, did very well in the subjects I liked, and got good A-levels and went to Warwick University.
What subject did you do?
Warwick University, English and American Literature. Not what I'd chosen to do, actually. I wanted to do English and Theatre, but I went through clearing, not having been your ideal university candidate.